Q2, where the streets have no name, Ocean 100. Hello, hello, hello. It is 7:40. No school buses today. Leave a few minutes later this morning because kids have the day off of school. So you're not dealing with that today in your commute. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day today, too. Sunshine, southwest winds gusting to 50 and a high around 16 degrees. We're sitting at 7 right now in Charlottetown, Summerside, and Montague. And what a big day in the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Fridays are the day that we welcome an interesting Islander to the show. And this week, because the big day of giving is on the way, we thought we need someone with a connection to the hospital.
Tie them in, yeah.
Yeah, someone that works at the QEH Foundation, maybe. And then it was suggested that we trick Scott into thinking it was going to be someone else and bring his wife in.
Oh, see, I never knew any of that.
Right? So I was the person that said, no, we should tell Scott. He really likes to plan
for
things.
I'm sure you were.
I was. Ask Mary Ellen. I was. So welcome to the show, Helen Chapman.
Wow.
Hello. I haven't seen you in a while.
Now she's going to think she's interesting.
I know.
Someone's got to be in that household, bud. Now, the funny thing about this was that...
My humor wasn't quite...
Scott sent an email off yesterday saying, because what we do prior to an interesting Islander is we reach out and we say, you want to send us a little bio? So, you know, we have a few things to work with. So he wrote back when he found out that it was going to be Helen, and he said, oh, can you provide
I'm going to need a bio.
And about, I don't know, half hour later, we get the bio.
There it was. I was like, oh, my sense of humor.
Here it is. Helen, this is what they had
about
you.
I feel so sorry.
Helen Chapman of Stratford PEI makes her radio debut today. That is, if you don't count the time Scott's called her during the morning show to check in. Helen is, of course, Scott's wife. And that choice alone qualifies her to be today's interesting Islander. What does that mean?
I think that was a shot.
Does that mean? We're also excited to have her on the show because of her many other interests and accomplishments. Helen was recently recognized for her 28 years of service at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital Foundation. Helen!
Wow.
Whoa! She's dedicated her professional life to meeting with generous donors who want to make a difference and helping them do just that. She's made many friends along the way. She's been to every room in the hospital, and on her walks through the hall, she stopped for a chat by QEH staff and visitors alike. We are so happy to have you on the show. There's like 500 more words in that biography there.
Yeah, you didn't get to the kombucha.
No, I didn't.
I have some in the car.
Okay, well, let's keep reading.
No.
It also says you're a Leafs fan by association. What does that mean?
No comment. No
okay.
Comment. Oh. So listen, every time someone meets me and finds out for the first time that I am married to Scott Chapman, they goes, oh, no, you're poor Helen.
Again. So, that sounds like a shot.
Man, there have been no compliments paid to anybody to start this segment off.
And then they say, don't be picking on poor Scott. That's the other
comment.
That's
you.
I get that
one. So there,
that's
a warning.
I get that one a lot. I'm making your wife mad. She's going to come after me. Don't tell Helen. But it is great to have you here today. We'll get to all Scott's secrets in a little bit. 28 years of service at the QEH Foundation. What has changed in 28 years at the QEH Foundation? Everything?
Do you know what? It was a tough couple of years with COVID, yeah. I have to say. But just, it's so welcoming. We see everyone's face now. You see the staff, you see the patients, you see the families. And like I think it was said there, just going around and you see that atmosphere. I think the care was always there, but now it's that you see that friendly face. And I think next week when you guys are over at the lobby, we'll really see that again. And just people will be coming and going. And it's an exciting day for the hospital for fundraising.
And so we kind of take it for granted, too, you know, the fact that like everybody else got rid of the masks a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it was just recent that the masks were removed in healthcare settings. Right. So now you got every day you guys were going to work, you were still wearing a mask.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
And there's certain situations that still call for it at the hospital, too. So this is going to be kind of an interesting year for the big day of giving.
Absolutely. And with 28 years at the hospital, at the QEH Foundation, I can say that Helen would know just about the price tag of every piece of equipment in the hospital.
Really?
And I am not lying there. I would say
exactly.
That.
Exactly. And how many patients have needed that care?
Incredible.
A year. So it's sort of those statements that you kind of, you just know that every piece of equipment's important. Like for cancer care, we know a lot of Islanders that are friends and family right. that are getting care and x-rays. That's some of the equipment we're buying this year. So x-rays and cancer care and the NICU is always important. There's 1,200 babies cared for there every year. And mental health is another area that we're fundraising for this year, which is a very exciting project. It's off the emergency department and it'll be opening in the fall. There's lots of excitement, but we're buying some equipment there now too. So
this is all part of QEH Big Day of Giving next Wednesday.
And it's also find out how much more interesting your wife is than you day here at Ocean 102. Wow.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and laughter and some great tunes on the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. We'll have a good time. We'll share some laughs.
Facts. No interest payments. OAC. Free delivery and removal. Visit Sleep Concept in Montague, Charlottetown, or sleepconcept.ca.
It's 7:49. Scott's giving Helen pro tips before reading the weather. Okay, that's awful nice of you. Helen, go ahead.
Well, today it's mainly sunny, windy, high of 16. May long weekend, Scott. This means mulch, topsoil, planting some shrubs.
Oh, no.
Yay!
I was right.
Tonight, clear. Winds becoming light overnight, low of 7. Saturday, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, high of 20. More mulch, more topsoil, more planting. Right now it's 7 in Summerside and 7 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Oh, there's a garden
center. High probability of mulch.
There's a garden center in your future, bud. We are joined by Helen Chapman, the wife of Scott Chapman, who also works with our friends at the QEH Foundation. We're chatting about the big day of giving and all of Scott's secrets. All of them. They're going for the right price today. Spin Doctors. At Spin Doctors, Two Princes, Ocean 100, hanging out today with Scott's wife. Take your wife to work day at Ocean 100. I love it. Our latest interesting islander is Helen Chapman from the QEH Foundation. Of course, we have our big day of giving, which is coming up on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Are you on the road again this year? Last year, you were on the road, weren't you?
I had the best day last year. I got to Surrey and Montague, and we went to Shirley's Ice Cream, and we went to all kinds of Lions Clubs and Home Hardwares and picking up checks. And
you were out in the cruiser.
I was a cruiser girl for the first time. And then this year, this is even more exciting. I get to
But
sit.
You're not out in the cruiser this year.
No, I'm going to be at the lobby. So anyone that wants to drop in, we're inviting friends and family and patients. We get to hang out with your friendly faces all day.
We'll have an extra mic there for you. We'll invite you right back onto the show. I promise you that. There'll be lots more secrets to divulge here eventually. We should do the birthdays, though, as time moves on here on a Friday morning. So I will start the list, and then I'll throw it over to you, Helen, and Scott will do absolutely nothing.
I like it.
I know you
just
do.
Just like home.
I know you do. John McTavish of Montague, happy 57th birthday today from your wife, Marie, son, Michael, and daughter, Chris. Helen Parsons, a happy 65th from family and friends. Chloe Boudreaux, a happy 9th with lots of love from Mom, Dad, Camden, and the dog, Kala. Ridge Saunders, happy 23rd to Montague from your mom and sister. Shanley Saunders, 27th from Mom. Kiara Cameron, love from Pi, Nolan, Riley, Mom, Dana, and all the family. Rachel Green, a happy 24th from family and friends. Tomorrow, a happy anniversary to Daryl and Lorena. 51st wedding anniversary. Love Alan and Darlene, Missy and Andrew out in North Wilshire. Happy anniversary, guys. Rachel Burke and Morrell, happy 30th birthday. Tomorrow, Callie McDonald is 11. That's from Mom, Dad, and little brother Connor. She's going to be hanging out with her friends Saturday night at the Rod Royalty for her birthday party. Should be good. Sunday, Amanda McIntyre is celebrating. Love Callie, Connor, and the hubby. Cameron Pisa turns 21 today. And
Pesha,
sorry. And thanks, Scott.
Thought
I said you were going to do nothing. And Mom Amber Joseph is 41. So Cameron and Mom Amber, happy birthday. Isaiah Casford is 12 from Yeah and B. Rachel Richard is 19. Love Dad, Janelle, Jaden, and the Fur Babies. Sam Perry in York is 14. And a happy anniversary to Jack Coyle. That's with lots of love from Michelle, 39th wedding anniversary in Cornwall. You can go ahead there now, Helen.
All right. Well, Kaylee Duran from South Rustico is 33 years old. Happy birthday. Betty Pound from New Glasgow is 57. Ronnie and Donnie McGinnis, have a wonderful day. Love you. From your 11 siblings. One lives in Stanley Bridge, one lives in Charlottetown. They're 69 years old today. Grampy Eugene Murphy from Tilly, Maria, Merlin, Chipper, Jones, and Little Bear, 77 years old. Wedding anniversary today for Lawson and Darlene Duguay from Borden Carlton. Happy 50th anniversary wishes from Deanna, Bobby, and Anna, and all the family. Maverick McGuigan from Kimmy, Devon,
Sorsha.
And Finnegan from Cornwall. Sam Perry from York is 14 years old today. And Catherine McDonald from Timberley, Nova Scotia. Happy 32nd birthday, love, from your PEI family, Gail, Frankie, Austin, Luke, Isaac, and Jenny. Hope you have an awesome day and see you in the island this summer.
I don't know, buddy. She did a pretty darn good job there.
Pretty good.
Pretty darn good job. We're going to award a couple of bridge passes right now from the Confederation Bridge to Catherine McDonald and Kaylee Duran. Congratulations. Yay. Bridge passes. We will get those in the mail for you. Congratulations. Happy birthday to anybody celebrating. More with Helen Chapman, Scott's wife, coming up as our Interesting Islanders. So fun.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com and...
John Lennon, just like starting over, Ocean 100, 7 degrees, Charlottetown, Summerside, Montague. Good morning. It's Darcy and it's Scott. It's actually also 8 degrees. I should have refreshed that. Darcy, Scott, and Scott's wife, Helen, is here.
Yes.
Yay.
The legendary Helen Chapman.
And Darcy, did you let him touch that heat thermometer? It's awfully warm in here.
Oh, so here's the story about that. You know, have you? He's not come home complaining about this. It's either really hot or it's really not. In this room.
There's basically no in between.
Yeah. And it equalizes by either blowing really cold air on you or completely, like, turning it into a sauna in here. So,
however, this is a thermostat I can actually touch.
Exactly.
Because the one at home I'm not allowed to. There's actually velvet ropes around it.
Okay.
It's like it was at Graceland.
So do you have, like, a big blanket that you have to wrap yourself up in if it gets chilly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're talking with Helen today about all of Scott's secrets, and we'll get to that in a second. But we want to
But
we do want to tidy up the water cooler question for Robin's Donuts because it's Friday. And Helen, do you know that we give away a $100 gift card on Fridays?
I hear that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Good. I'm glad she listens.
Yes.
She tunes in. Okay. So today's question: a new poll discovered that 49% of us never do this as part of our morning routine. What is it? Good guess was eating breakfast. A lot of people don't eat breakfast. A lot of people also said brushing your teeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it might be something that you want to try and do before you leave the house. Like, if you're not doing that with your morning routine, maybe let's add that to your morning routine. The answer I was looking for was making the bed.
Oh.
And this goes back to I've said this before. I've read a thing before that said the easiest thing you can do is start your day by accomplishing something. No. Some of us might think that brushing your teeth is accomplishing something, but making your bed and having
wait
that,
till later in
no?
the day.
No? Okay. All right.
So well, why bother? I mean,
So, Helen, do you make the bed then?
We kind of...
Not really.
Not really.
I think the answer to that is no.
Sorry to... sorry to dig, guys. You both looked at each other like, we don't want to tell them this. We don't make our bed. So congratulations to Cynthia Main, who is our winner today. $100 gift card. And I'm going to throw in a pair of tickets to the Wildflowers, the big Tom Petty tribute coming up next Saturday at the Harborfront Theater. Congratulations, Cynthia. Check your inbox messages for details. You have a traffic note that we should pass along, Scott, before we get back to your secrets.
I want to mention traffic is backed up in Hunter River this morning due to a collision. So take note if you are traveling in that area that you should expect some delays.
Okay. So Helen is here from the QEH Foundation. If you missed it earlier, she's been at the QEH Foundation for 28 years, involved with many telethons over the years and fundraising initiatives and and flowers and all of that fun stuff. But the QEH Big Day of Giving is the main reason why you're here today. All right. All joking aside. And it's a very, very important day. And you were mentioning a lot of people are kind of making their donations in honor of someone.
Exactly. That's what we're encouraging. And if people, we'll talk about how to do that in a few minutes. But there's someone I want to do a shout out to.
Yeah.
And it's Les that worked. Many people would know him when you came into the hospital the past few years when the COVID screening was going on.
Right.
He was that friendly person right at the front. And when they took the mask, he was gone. So I wanted to give a shout out. I'm going to make my donation in honor of Les because he was someone really special that made a lot of difference at the hospital. And I know all the staff, and we're wanting everyone to think about who they'd like to. They can give us a call, and we'd love to, or go on our website. Scott's going to give you all those details. But just someone in honor of, and make a pledge. And that's the equipment. We had talked about that earlier, that it's going to X-ray equipment, the NICU, cancer care, and mental health and addiction. So it's helping friends and family. And we'd really encourage people just to think about someone you'd like to honor. And I've made mine, so maybe encourage you to spread the word. And Scott will give you the details on the website.
That's my cue. QEHbigday.ca.
That was hard.
She literally says jump and you say how
yeah,
high.
Oh, absolutely.
She is the boss. And we should probably mention, too, Les just isn't working at the front door anymore. He's not.
No, yeah, no. He's gone because COVID screening is gone. But he was pretty special to a lot of people when he would be that friendly face when you came in the hospital.
So you can make a pledge in honor of someone that's still living.
Definitely. That's at the hospital.
That's what I wanted to get at there. Like, Les is still alive is basically where we're going. Okay. So someone at the hospital that has made a difference, you can make a donation there. Now, also on the QEHbigday.ca website, you can get details on a phone number that you can call and leave a message of support.
Exactly.
Which is pretty cool, too. And then we're going to get our hands on those messages.
Could hear it on the radio.
And you might just hear it on the radio on the Big Day of Giving. So that is going to be fun. We're still looking to get into some more of those secrets, though, that Scott has with Scott's wife here coming up next on Ocean 100. I promise we're going to get it. We're getting into the good stuff here soon.
We are CHTN-FM, Charlottetown, Ocean 100. This is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Attention all gardeners, Mike and Andrea.
Experience the magic of Dalvey by the Sea this May and take advantage of our amazing breakfast offer. We look forward to seeing you.
All right, Helen, we're heading into a long weekend. What's that forecast look like?
Well, it's going to be mainly sunny and windy, a high of 16 today.
Okay.
But then all weekend, we're going to do lots of long hikes, Scott.
Oh!
One every day.
Oh!
That's better than mulch, actually.
So tonight it's clear. The wind's becoming light overnight, a low of 7. Saturday, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, a high of 20. So that means mulch, topsoil, planting some shrubs. And then right now it's 7 in Summerside and 7 in Charlottetown.
70% chance of a chip wagon, I'm sensing.
Chip wagon! You guys are going to be gallivanting this weekend, I can tell. It sounds like a lot of fun. More with Helen Chapman, Scott's wife, on the show. Jay Giles Band, Centerfold, Ocean 100. It's 8:23. Good morning. Easy does it this morning. Lots of sunshine. You're not dealing with school buses and kids going to school, though. But still, easy does it. Traffic note there from Hunter River, too. Scott, there was a collision not too long ago in Hunter River. Traffic may still be backed up in the area. So if you want to find
some delays there,
if you want to see an alternate route, do that or expect some delays, too. We are hanging out with Scott's wife today, which is great. I'm thinking about making this a recurring segment.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's here on business today, really. So we didn't get into too many of your secrets.
Idiosyncrasies.
Yeah,
there are so many. I could be here every Friday.
Now, did you get a text, or did he wait until the end of the day to tell you the story about getting muck on his pants when you air raid at the lawn?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. No, he came in here and he was like, look. He's covered in mud, like, and I didn't know how he got it up to his, like, knees. Like, what happens when you walk? Anyways.
She could also share the story of, we won't say where we were eating, but we were eating on the weekend, and I made sure when I ordered my meal that none of the vegetables were going to be there, right?
Oh, that's a Scott thing.
However, I was not aware that there was going to be coleslaw, so I did not tell him to hold the coleslaw.
It was the best coleslaw ever, though.
Like, okay, well, that's good. So what happens at that point?
Well, apparently the look on my face when I saw the coleslaw arrive on my plate was...
You're so picky. Oh my God! So what did you do? Did you
well at the
did you send it back?
It soaked into my garlic bread and did not affect any of the French fries. So all was good.
He was okay.
The sacrificial garlic bread.
Yeah, I had to give the garlic bread away, but I saved all the fries.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so this is going to be totally a recurring thing. Maybe on Mondays you'll come in and just tell us about your weekend adventures, Helen.
But Helen hit it well that she was going to eat my coleslaw because she just piled my plate on top of hers
and then went to town on the coleslaw.
It was very discreet that she was going to eat for her 6-year-old husband.
Fair game. And you are one heck of a chicken finger loving guy. That is for sure. Well, Helen. This has been fun. Thank you for everything you do at the QEH Foundation. 28 years of helping Islanders out. You know everybody by name, is what I'm told by people. You know how much every piece of equipment in the hospital costs, which is interesting in itself. And we've had a really fun time having you in here today. Mostly thank you for being Scott's wife.
There we go.
And putting up with that.
This is a pretty easy gig, Scott. Like,
oh no, it's very tough manual labor. Why don't you just tell us where the money's going to this year for Big Day of Giving?
Okay, do you know what? There's four areas that we're buying equipment for: the Cancer Treatment Center. There's 1,000 patients a year requiring cancer care. The NICU, there's about 1,200 babies that are cared for in our provincial NICU. So there's wonderful equipment and staff that we want to help them out. There's mental health and addictions. There's a new center being built, and we'll be able to help people in that area, and it's connected to the emergency room. And diagnostic imaging. Scott, how many times have we had to go in when our kids were young for broken bones and for my broken ankle? Like, x-rays is the workhorse of the hospital. We're replacing three of those. So we really appreciate any support that we can get. And next week, we look forward to having this show in the lobby and Hot 105. So we'll welcome lots of friendly faces to drop in to see us. So
amazing. Now, have you received word from Steve or Jill? Are they?
I'm sure Steve is driving right now listening, going, oh, both of them are on.
Yeah, so, hey, that's like your worst nightmare as a kid, eh? Mm. All right, well, thanks for Steve and Jill, too, guys. That's this has been so much fun, and we are definitely going to do it again. Thanks, Helen. Have a good day.
Thank you.